All right, Zebose, good morning. So we're picking up today, Perek Yud Aleph, in the red edition, page Kuf Yud Zayin. V'yesh Achirim, so remember again, Zebose, the last thing that we were talking about, actually the new topic that we began yesterday, still within the same greater topic, with these particular midos that people struggle with. So the discussion that he's in the middle of right now is Sheker, is falsehood, is lying. So you say there are some people who mamish shamunas and mamish shakranas. They're just habitual liars. Everything that comes out of their mouth is false. V'yishachim is where we're picking up. V'yishachim krovim lahem, madrega. Then there's a second group of people that are not so far off from the first. Afapi she'inim kimohem mamish. But they're not exactly like the first group. What does that mean? V'heim hamechazvim besipurehem v'divrehem. And these are the individuals who lie with their stories and with their words. Maybe the better word than lying is kazav, literally means to be deceitful or to mislead. The better word probably is to embellish. Embellish. Hainu she'im amunasam bekach laleches v'libdo sipurim masim asher lo nivru v'lo nihiyu. This is because what they do is they go ahead and they make up stories. They make up stories, they make up events that mamish never happened. Aval bevo am musaper davar ma ye'arvu bahem min hashkarim kimo she'ya'ala aruchan. And whenever they say something, you know, they always mix in some type of falsehood to make it sound a little bit better. V'yisraglu bazeh ad she'shav lahem kimo teva. And there are some people who become so habitual in this that it becomes like second nature to lie, to not tell the truth, to add an additional information. V'heim heim habadoim asher i'efshar lahamin divrehem. And I will say these kind of people, which, you know, everybody encounters people like this, that you push it, can't trust their words. Ukima amaram zechoron lebracha, kachu ansho shal badai. What is the ultimate punishment of the liar? Sha'afilu omer emes in shomen lo. This is actually quite profound. Right? The greatest punishment for the liar is that even when he tries to tell the truth, no one believes him. No one believes him. Right? The boy cried, well, fried shekvar hit biu bohem, because again, it's become his bill literally means teva. It's become second nature for them to lie. So the truth is, no one trusts them. Shlo yuchlu latzeis divrehem nekiyem in akazam mitoch piyem. It is impossible for their words to come out clean, to come out pure from the kazav, literally from the kazav. Again, means this lie, this misleading nature. Humash hanavi mitzayir vaomer limdu l'shonam daber sheker. Ha'ave nil'u. So this is what the Navi Yirmiyahu says. Literally, they've taught their tongues to speak falsehood. I mean, it's almost like the tongue has been conditioned to go ahead and speak falsehood. What does that last phrase mean? Ha'ave nil'u. If you look at footnote 187, ha'ave nil'u ku'ilu his aifu meri boi ha'avu sim shenagu bahem. They become tired from the incredible amount of iniquity. So we'll say, so that's the second level. So first level, again, is Pashat Mamish, people who just lie all the time. Second level is people who lie all the time, but there's some truth. They don't always lie. Sometimes they tell the truth. The problem is you can't accept even their truthfulness because, again, it's unreliable. And once a person is established as a liar, lemaise, it's really impossible to put trust in anything they say. V'yesh odachem, there's another category. Shechal yom kal mechale harishonim. They're a little bit better than the first two categories. V'heim osam she'inam kevuim kolkach b'sheker. There are people who don't lie all the time. Ela shelo yachushu lihisrachek mimenu, but they've been known to dabble in lying, right? They don't distance themselves from that which is sheker. Ve'im yizdamin lahem. So if an opportunity again to lie, right, comes, and I will say again, obviously people don't just lie for the sake of lying, then there's some benefit in the lie. Yomru, ultimately the lie. Upamim rabos. Yomru derech schok okiyotzi bazeh belo kavanara, and sometimes the person will just simply lie, just by ingest, and not with the intention to do anything negative. Amnam hachacham hodi anu. However, again, our Chazal have taught us shekolzeh hu hefech ratzon habore baruchu. But we have been taught already that lying in any form, whether it's intentional or in jest, or just kidding around, whatever it is the opposite of the ratzon of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umidas chasidov, and is the antithesis of the piety that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to reach. Huma shekasuv devar sheker yisna tzadik. This is what the Pasuk in Mishlei says when it means, or what it means when it says, devar sheker yisna tzadik, literally a word of falsehood, or the matter of falsehood, is despised by the righteous. This is what the Torah means when it says, there, it's interesting, Torah doesn't say don't lie, so the Torah says midvar sheker tirchak, from a matter of falsehood, distance yourself. The idea is, Torah is saying is, distance yourself from any matter of falsehood. Just stay away from it. V'tira, shalo amar misheker tishamer, it doesn't say guard yourself from lies, from falsehood, ela, midvar sheker tirchak, rather distance yourself. Distance yourself from any davar sheker. La ha'ir osanu ala herche kagodol, v'abichira harabah, shetarach livroach mizeh. To teach us and to enlighten us that we must distance ourselves a great way from falsehood. Ukvar ne'emar, sheiris Yisrael lo ya'asu avla v'lo yidabru kazav v'lo yimatzei v'piyam lo shon tarmis. And the Pasuk Tzefanyah says, the remnant of Israel will not do anything negative, will not speak evil things, nor will you find in their mouth any lashon, any speech of falsehood. The Chachamim Zichron Lebracha Amru, Chosamu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Emes. Chazal said that literally the signature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Emes, is truth. Ubevadai Shema Emes Huma Shebachar Bo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekach Lo Chosam Lo. And if God has chosen Emes to be his signet, Kama Yehiyah HaFeicho Metuav, how much ultimately again is the antithesis of Emes despised in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vezi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Emes Azhar Rambo. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and literally warned us about how important MS is. V'amar, dabru MS ish esrei yehu. The Pasuk says, literally, you shall speak truth a man to his fellow. V'amar, v'hu chan b'chesed kisei v'yashar alav v'emes. V'amar, v'yomer ach ami heima banim lo yishakirus. It goes again, that Pasuk from Yeshaya. With kindness is my throne, but he will sit on it with MS. But he said, Vayomer, he said, Achami heima banim lo yishakiru. My sons are people who will not lie. Hala maratosh shezet taloi bazeh. V'amar v'nikru yishayim ir ha-emes lahagdil chashivusa. When the Navi wants to extol the virtue of Yerushalayim, what does it call it? It calls Yerushalayim ir ha-emes, the city of truth. Ukvar amru zichron levracha v'dover emes bilvavo. The Pasuk says, quoting in from Seches Makos, he speaks truth in his heart, kigon Rav Safra. This refers to someone like Rav Safra. The Gemara there talks about the idea about Rav Safra. Actually, if you look at footnote 193 for just a moment, it's actually a very moving Gemara. He says, kigon Rav Safra, Rav Safra hayulo chafetz echa limkor. Rav Safra had a particular thing, item he wanted to sell. Uba adam echa lefanav b'shashaya kori kriyashma. And a man came to Rav Safra to buy the item at a time that he was davening Kriyashma. For Amarlo, Teimli Achifitz Bekach Bekach Damim. And the man said to Rav Safra, I want to buy the item from you for so and so amount of dollars. Velo Ano, Mevnei Shayakari Kriyashma. And Rav Safra obviously did not answer the guy because he was in the middle of Shema. Kisavor Zeh, Shelo Hayarot Litno Bedamim Halalu, Vahosif Vahamar, Titnehu Li Bili Kach Yoser. So it's interesting. So the man thought that Rav Safra wasn't answering him. Why? Because he was trying to drive up the price. So the man said, fine, if that's what you want to do, I'll go ahead and I'll pay you more. La'achar shesim kriyashma. Amar lo yitol la'chefiz bedamim sha'amar berishona. Sheba'o sandamim hayo daiti litnam lach. So Rav Safra said to the man when he finished Shema, no, it's okay. You could purchase the item for the amount that you originally wanted to pay, because that was my intention to sell to you at that amount. In other words, what Rav Safra could have easily gone ahead and taken the higher amount. Right, after all, again, the guy willingly offered it to him. But Lamaisa, because he felt that would have been a lack of MS, because that wasn't what he was really asking of the individual. What he was really asking of the person was to go ahead and just simply purchase it. He was willing to sell it at the original price. Therefore, the Gemara uses this as an example of Dover MS Bil Vavo. As I will say that MS, truth, is not just a function of what you say. What you say is a very important piece of it, but it's also what you think. A person has to be an MS-thick individual in their heart as well. And I will say this Yisod is very important because sometimes, you know, the Chazal have an expression of a person that they call Echad Bepeh Ve'Echad Balev. A person who says one thing but feels something else, or a person who says one thing but think something else. In the eyes of Chazal, that is not what the Jew is supposed to do. In the eyes of Chazal, a person is literally supposed to be echad bepeh ve'echad b'leiv. A person is supposed to be, have almost like we'll call it harmony between that which they say and that which they think. It's true in our interpersonal relationships. It's true in our hashkafas achayim, our outlooks on life. And what Chazal is saying is, because if a person is not an emesthetic individual, then at the end of the day, you can't rely on any part of that person. We've all had interactions with people where they've told us one thing and then they've done something else. And sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's not intentional. But what it does is it fundamentally takes away the ability to put any level of trust in the person. But what Ramchal is saying is it's even deeper. Because what makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes. The Ribono Shel Olam is good for his word. The Ribono Shel Olam follows through. The Ribono Shel Olam does what he says he's going to do. Everything about him is emes. And therefore, if I want to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I have to work on that midah for myself. Let's just finish up. He says, Lo di'acha ad heichon chovas ha'emes magas. From the story of Rav Safra, we learn how far the midah of emes truly goes. That even though Rav Safra would have been justified in taking that higher price, because hey, the guy offered it, but nevertheless, he felt it would have been a little bit of a diminution, a little bit of a lack in his midah of emes. Ukvar asu tam tchacham l'shanos diburo chutz mishlosha dvarim. A tam tchacham is not permitted to go ahead and literally change his words, which means even, you know, go ahead and tell a white lie, they get the exception of three areas. And in footnote 94, he says, Ve'iluhim b'masechta, meaning again, if somebody asks the Talmud Chacham, are you well-versed in a particular masechta, he's permitted to say no. Out of humility, he's permitted to go ahead and say no. And again, bipurya. So bipurya ultimately means with matters of intimacy. If a Talmud Chacham is asked questions regarding matters of intimacy, he is permitted to go ahead and not go ahead and answer that question directly. Ubushpiza. This is very interesting. Ubushpiza means if a Talmud Chacham was hosted by someone and they asked the Talmud Chacham, how are the accommodations? So Talmud Chacham is assuming that they were very good, Talmud Chacham is permitted to go ahead and kind of give a little bit more of a lukewarm answer out of concern that if he says, Reuven's hospitality was wonderful, what's going to happen? People are going to converge upon Reuven. So the idea of one of the pillars upon which the world rests is the need of emes. Therefore, it turns out that someone who speaks sheker, it's as if he's removing the very foundation of the world. The opposite of this is true as well. Whoever speaks emes, and not just speaks emes, but lives by emes, both in thought, in word, and in deed, ultimately goes ahead and upholds the world. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up in Beres Hashem with Ukvar Sipru Chachamim tomorrow.